Me and my boyfriend can just go to Home Affairs, Railo sign. I changed my surname. We're married.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and Happy New Year. Welcome back to another episode, another banger. And thank you very much for tuning in on Rebel Time Podcast with Thabo Masemene. On today's episode, we are going to be focusing on relationship and marriage affairs. So guys, today I'm joined by the very lovely Mamello, Mama Sheila, and we'll be talking about the questions. I can say questions. So I can or the illusions, like logically worrying. Most of us youth, as young people, really more relationshiping, really more manyalong, and we tend to ask ourselves, "Are they real? Are they worth paying?" So today, na le mama Sheila, we're going to liberate some of those questions, and get a bigikira opinion yagare, and le gore no bilvaing. Mama Sheila, welcome to my show, and how are you?
Hi, Tabangi. Thank you very much for inviting me in your show, darling.
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming and joining me today. And Wena, what is your take on polygamy? Because so many people now they want to do a trend in South Africa, but to banyala, muna kono nyala, more than one wife, and kinya kotor wena, like what is your take on polygamy?
So Tabani, not to be honest, I don't really support polygamy because I don't like sharing, especially my man, Mutwaka.
Okay, oh, okay.
Girl, I cannot.
Okay.
Kur like a level alta by Jamalue Juaga. Utloroba lumsadum ronga and lebenata. I'm fitting Jamalue. No, I don't support polygamy.
Okay. And so many people baganore a. Polygamy, abaya rati because if ever rabana lojam kuto mara. In nowadays, runali ntoye riba bicha wariki polyandry. Polyandry mo ilo waring mosadi akahona gonyala more than one husband. So wakusha wari arasa ninjwa ila khalea wari munna kiena ilo waring akanyala more than one person. So liba sadi banali that power ya ba ganyala more than one husband wena le still le ge ba re mosadi ka gona wena as a woman o ka gona o nyala more than one husband, do you still don't support it?
I don't support polyandry. Jo a ke ne ba na ba 5 mosadi o mo 1. No man, I can't.
Okay, why mara, why?
What's about cheating chicken? I can't know, but I know by it. I'm fatality. Marozar Kinaganella. Kinaganella, my punani.
Okay, that's interesting. Oh, like we're not gonna like the intimate part or how is it going to work? I get like early belly, you know, but like, what about a media like in nowadays like go hona rutology ding tshe gona go bona in mo di soaping like mo mo di show mo television like we experience re gona go bona re le experience ya lotsi le re gona go ba le like some information regarding tabatsa le polygamy like mo ile gore go mana ile gore ba share like go mana ba re ba like o ba le a schedule like calendar o khona go tika calendar, okay, Monday to Friday ega ge lo ke ba 7 like la chinchana each and every day o ba le mo different ba le mo different mara ge le gore wena go ya ka wena o le mo different ka ba lena o mo le mong different to yang ono ba intimate lo ena.
Akero.
So kinto lo ena orwa chaba yu.
Ke chaba.
Mara chelete boka yi chabe.
Ya wane ke bare ke chelete e wenga dula.
Chelete go na mara.
Karoba la ke muto muti karoba ke muno ti. Baba nchiwa na ngasiba
kwa. That's impossible la wakona galo kata kumana orwa chini chuma. Ene bale baba ngoba filezwa.
Akero kwa chaba re party ya msadi. I fela I taramoloka
stretch
ya la ke kwala wa banana botlhu ko like chips just imagine go fite
okay yes yes
then chips on art oh shit
itlo ba sonone okay so I went online mama Sheila to post this question ke nya go kwa di opinion cha some of the youth eger so you posted this question now, if polygamy is allowed, why can't polyandry also be taken into consideration? Polyandry is allowed, like so. Why, like women are allowed to have so many? They can marry more than one husband. Mara, why can't you practice that as a woman? And here was the first response was the first comment was from Sally Kay, and she was saying,
"Hey Tabang, it's not wrong for a woman to marry two men. I mean, if men are allowed to have more than one wife, then I guess women should also be allowed to have more than one husband. Besides, we're all human, so we're allowed to make decisions for ourselves, eh?"
Okay, I think you had Sally Kay like so loud and clear. Sally wa yanantilo rival la kore. Oh, believe agore, if men can do it, women can still do it.
Yeah, maratabagintwe, it's a matter of choice. Because
it's a matter of choice.
Whenever 12 longer ba believe ago polyandry, babonga ba believe. Same applies to polygamy. Whenever na babangwe. Aba believe go polygamy.
Okay.
One partner is enough for them.
Okay.
So it's a matter of choice.
Mochi. It's a matter of choice. Okay. I also posted another question regarding this marriage and relationship affairs. And the question was saying, are you allowed to date your best friend's ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend? Are you allowed?
Hey. Yes, I don't see a problem with
what?
That. No, like Tabang, seriously.
Okay.
The moment you say someone is your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend, it means that person belongs to your bag, like to your past. You no longer care about that person.
Okay.
So if Kimu Data, it's okay.
It doesn't have to be a problem to the other friend.
Hey, what if it's my soulmate, Bona, the father of my kids? No. Show me, wait.
Okay, I understand you. And this is very clear and so loud. Like, what I don't understand, Gore, is the friendship still going to be that strong?
Why not?
Because now, I don't approve my friends dating my ex-boyfriends. Because why? Are we going to look at each other like the very same way like we used to?
Okay.
I want to change the state, like the tensions, like the little normal. Are we supposed to pretend like things are just normal?
We don't have to pretend. I've moved on. Just imagine. No, ki munaka ki adi. Then we no mukhotse aka. Ex yaka ki Joshua.
Okay.
Then we're not data Joshua. So Sanjo friendship yar na ended because of Joshua. No, it will end because of Ali. Because that was where Ali came ke monna wa ka ke jola le yena.
Oh, gora gore ntho e bulelang gore if Ali a gona in the picture. Okay. You just break up with a kiman?
Joshua.
Joshua. So now if I go for Joshua, o ka se bile that thing ya hore one betrayer. Hey, what? Just Ali is not in the picture. Mara, you believe that thing, you're betraying me. Hey, how could you do this to me? Hey, what? Hey, bro code, what?
Ai, the moment ke re ke break up le Joshua ko ra ra ke sa munyaka.
Okay.
Nga slika break up le Joshua ke tswa ke sa munyaka.
Okay.
No.
So I understand. Okay. Yes. So this question was also posted online, and I got some few comments, and I'm only going to read one comment. And this comment was from Dimpo, and Dimpo was saying,
"Tabang, hi, hi. Personally, I think the thing, Leona, it's overrated. Like, there's nothing wrong from where I'm standing. There's nothing wrong. I mean, if someone you've dated and you guys have parted ways in a good way, by
fighting
and you both moved on, why not?
Okay.
Why not?
Personally, I think there's nothing wrong with it, provided you've parted ways nicely and no fights, no hard feelings, and yeah, that.
Okay. Dimpo is saying, Yena or support gore, there's nothing wrong with dating your best friend's ex boyfriend or ex girlfriend.
Yes, there's nothing
because if li la hawan in a very civil way, kora ona li any tensions between you guys, I'm allowed to date my best friend's ex boyfriend. Okay, and this is so fun because we had another comment from Lena, and Lena was actually saying a different thing. And let's hear, and this is this was Lena's comment.
Hey Tabang, now I think one is not allowed to date their friend's ex-partner because whatever it could run, it'll cause the dintwa and a cause the haruru more friendship in Yalena. And then happy, it'll be like a way Naki Hale will be literally this ex.
Okay.
Couldn't you mudu ma and Ophelia over or Satsepa Hale Momatonga, your friend? Because hard TV, hurry. Partner Hayela Tela, maybe Lena Sakumu, Tia and Nitiguri, Artibi Hori, Little Jola, Mulabahawani, Oro, Lijochi, Nji Bajola, or Little San Janatio.
Okay, Mama Selkin and Lano to Great Hori. Aritabori, eh? The canoe was Nichina, wasn't snitch actually. What's the right word to say this? You're a backstabber. Arthur Mhutum Hutama Arthur Lijoti Lina and Jasa Jolali the guy Hoba Ulio Talana Lena Ulio Talana Lena wa Jola Lena na Arti we're not sure. You understand? We're not sure. And now what I'm asking myself and Lina we will let you go. If I allow you to date my ex, what about my next my other ex? If I'm going to break up with another person, are you still going to follow that person?
No.
And are you doing this because ubona nna dilo tsa ka tsa magabotse or what? You understand?
No.
So get types of questions still worrying, like we normally ask ourselves rena re le ba so gore what's happening? Re ya go tswa gore go tlhaga eng?
Thabang, let's learn to move on with our lives.
Okay.
To have an ex, but na, can't scare the too much. Eventually, ex will turn on her jam sad. Why are you mona? Why are you in the sad? You mongo do the wrong one. Kura rutlo kwata. Because he moved on. Hi.
Genasen, okay. Moving to the next question. The next question was talking about lobola, and this question I don't understand. Now I don't understand. Before I start, I don't. Personally, I don't think lobola is necessary. You know why?
Why?
If lobola is necessary and it's supposed to be to tell the ancestors, or now I'm moving from this family, I'm going to to the Mama Sheila's family.
Mm.
why are we supposed to pay Badimu? Hani Badimu are our great grandfathers and grandmothers who passed away so long time ago.
They are.
Marawa. Why are we supposed to pay them? Why are we supposed to give them those 100,000 rents? I don't understand.
Me too.
Because, like, what I think, or I agree the way Ukumanabara Pasa, Ukumanabia Kumabara Pasa, Ukumanabara Lutam Futu, I could just buy them a King Kong, make beer, Rabafa, Rabafa, let's name. So now, by 100,000.
100,000 Jodi belong to Batwadi, not to Mbati.
Oh, dia batswadi.
Dia batswadi.
Oh, ria reka. Gora re rentsha lobola. I'm eventually buying you.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Hey, I'm gora motho cheap one. Okay, and I posted this question and Sally K had to respond.
Again, hey Tabang. Now I think lobola is just a way of appeasing the ancestors. For them to know that, okay, this child has now left this family. This child is no longer a part of this family, but a part of another family. I think it's just protocol. It's not that important. Me and my boyfriend can just go to Home Affairs, Railo sign. I changed my surname. We're married.
Okay. Okay. Go, girl.
Yes.
Okay. This is actually fun. The very same way... how white marry each other. They don't believe in ancestors. Or maybe God, we just black people
tradition.
I get Marastili. Are we supposed to pay Badimu? I don't understand this one.
We don't. Tabang, just imagine go guy when you 100,000. Then when you 100,000, you can be able to start a life here in early 2, you can be able to get
it. You can be able
to get it. You broke. You
can be able to get it. You can be able to get it. 100,000, you can be able to get it.
No.
You don't understand what that money is money, you can be able to get it. You can be able to get it. We use the money for something else.
To start over, you can be able to get it. So, okay.
I was actually watching this movie. This is so funny because... I was actually watching this movie with Lena. It was released, I think, on the 16th or... I don't remember very well. But it was in December last year, 2020. How to Ruin Christmas, the Wedding. Like, in that in the movie, like, they actually... there's a taller family and the other family, I don't remember it. The other family? The taller was marrying... I think it was Dumi. When the movie, when the series started, like the mother, the other sister, like the firstborn sister, she was coming from Cape Town. When she arrived, she found her mother renovating the house, and she was like, "Wow, win the lotto or something." The mother was like, "Reberiksa chelta mahadi." I wanna rebadima bazene filmo.
Kiabona.
I was actually buying. If you are marrying someone, guys at home, if you are marrying someone, you are actually buying them. If you are paying lobola, just know that you are paying the parents. And if you guys divorce or you break up, agree with you. Ria ka chele awuwa.
Hey,
agree with you.
Awuwa mar oksala agree ne kine lwena. Wosunturu nyaka chalti.
Awuwa pe aska renta. I bought you. Aska renta. I bought you cash and agree. There were so many people, Bumalumi, they were there to count my money.
Yes.
So now when we are going to be going to return bodies. That is
a deposit.
No, not a deposit. Cash. By body, my uncles were there. So you hope to exchange policy. Return and if you go home, you pay me my money. Because Askaraka Silomus, when you went home.
I don't think Lobola is necessary.
Lobola is just unnecessary. We just have to cancel lobola. Mara, ay, the parents get the parents.
Hey, it's
actually. So, moving to the last question. The last question was saying, is a break after a breakup necessary?
No, It's not.
That was the question.
Taking a break is never an option, Tali.
Okay, because...
Hi. You will only delay yourself, like, to heal. If mutu kushitia butloku. Then kurar wano zobol busy ulla. Ullela mutu, just because he left you. No. La ule gedi brakhar.
Mara, what I think again. Nan lagi believe our taking a break is a delay. Ki delay in our ring, like, who knows, maybe you can over your ring. With your soulmate, to make her happy, you can spend the rest of your life with him or her. With an Elena Mutile, when I'm with a break, it's just a delay in some other ways. Maragoka, Tamaki Shoka, a psychic, one with this happened to you, and blah 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 blah. Uto this Uto suggest our you take a break
for what?
For what?
Ish, but now I'm like, Baba, it's very bad to go.
Okay, and this question was also posted online, and we had some response, and this one was from Dimpo. Dimpo was saying,
"Well, I think that's a personal view."
Okay.
If you feel like taking a break and it's okay, if you don't feel like it's still okay as well, it will depend on how the breakup went or what really made you guys break up. And if you're okay emotionally and you can move on, okay, like after a minute, or you can take a break if you feel like, ah, no, I need some break, I'm not...
Okay. One man said, this is a personal view. When a personal, do you want a break? Do you think you had an emotional breakdown? You need some time to recover.
Yes.
So, when do you want to delay yourself?
Because the moment you just break, you do so many sleepless nights. You busy naga naga.
Kaya na. Okay, Mara. Ndugu say understand or what if kwe na the problem? What if we na uvoli the problem? Kwe na causing the breakup?
I would like to rectify your mistakes in another relationship.
You don't take time to see your wrongs and rectify your mistakes. We know you just wanna hop in another relationship. Who rectified your mistakes?
I work you after the breakup, but I will not reveal a push okay. Then,
hi, Mama Sheila, thank you, and thank you very much. Guys, this is the end of our episode. I hope you also have fun as how we have we had fun recording this. Mama Sheila, wow, okay. No, bola is unnecessary.
It's not necessary.
Okay, thank you very much, guys, and see you on another one. And take care. Say bye to our audience, Mama Sheila.
Bye, guys. And remember, worry, we should not take breaks. No.
Okay, bye, guys. Thank you very much, guys, for tuning on today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, and please don't forget to like, follow, and rate my podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Thank you very much, and see you on another one. Take care and stay safe. Corona is serious. Thank you very much, guys, for tuning on today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, and please don't forget to like, follow,
and rate my podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Thank you very much and see you on another one. Take care and stay safe. Corona is serious.